Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stafford turns, gives the carry on. Back to Stafford. Little flea flicker. Stafford wants to throw it deep. He's got Galladay out there, and he's got him in stride at the 30, 20, 15, and dragged down from behind at the 10-yard line. The ball came loose, but they're going to say that Kenny Galladay was down at the 11 of Green Bay. Stafford to Galladay off the flea flicker for 66 yards. Receivers right, one left, tight end tight to the line left side. That's Hockenson. Single back carry on Johnson. Stafford wants to throw it with protection. Steps into a deep throw. He wants Hall out there. He's got him at the 30. Hall 25. Hall shoved out of bounds at the 16-yard line by Shandon Sullivan. The Lions are coming out firing tonight.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Most passing yards ever for Matthew Stafford in the first quarter of a game. And they did have a 10-0 lead and later a 9-point advantage as well, but could not hold that down the stretch. Controversial, of course, Monday Night Football, another disappointing loss for the Detroit Lions as they fall back to 500. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Dave Burkett from Green Bay, covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. And Dave, I was stalking you on social media because that's what we do in our business. And you used the word excruciating to describe the loss to the Packers. So what was the reaction from the team itself?
Yeah, it was. I mean, they were not happy about the officiating, as I'm sure, a lot of Lions fans, a lot of people in Detroit weren't, probably a lot of people across the country. I think in particular, obviously, those two Trey Flowers penalties in the fourth quarter. You know, Trey said that's a technique, I guess, that he's used for years. Never been called for a hands-to-the-face penalty before, and then obviously in a pretty crucial situation gets called twice tonight. So something that didn't sit well in the Lions locker room.
Yeah, he definitely has that technique perfected. He knows exactly where to put his hand so that he can get the leverage and yet not violate the illegal hands-to-the-face. As you point out, he's never had that called before. I know those two flags were egregious and people want to talk about them, but what do the Lions have to say about settling for five field goals and not getting into the end zone more than once?
Yeah, look, to me, that's the biggest thing, right? I mean, officiating in the NFL, it kind of is what it is right now. It's not very good all the way around. I mean, the Lions and Packers had about the same penalty yards tonight. To me, the difference in the game, the reason why the Lions lost was, you know, they settled for five field goals. You just can't do that against a good Green Bay Packers team on the road at Lambeau Field. I mean, the Lions won the takeaway battle. They forced three turnovers. They converted those into 9 points. You do that on the road, you're bound to lose. So, yes, I think, you know, there were some questionable calls that went against the Lions. But at the end of the day, you only have yourself to blame if you're settling for field goals, if you're not capitalizing on those turnovers, you're dropping touchdown passes, some of the other things that the Lions did tonight.
What did they like about their performance? And maybe not just this one specifically, but how they've started out the season.
Yeah, look, I mean, they were aggressive tonight. And I think you look at what they've done this year and the arrow is definitely pointing up on this organization right now. I mean, the concern is that they haven't been able to close out some of these games. Go back to week one against Arizona and a pretty mediocre team there. And you couldn't close that one out when you had a big fourth quarter lead. Fourth quarter lead against the Chiefs at home, and you can't close that one out. And then obviously this one tonight. So there's some concerns, but I think there's some good things too. You know, Kenny Galladay is emerging as a bona fide number one receiver. You know, Justin Coleman, the investment in him seems to have paid off. So I think the Lions, the arrow is pointing up on what they're about to be.
Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press with us from Green Bay, covers the Lions here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. It's kind of interesting to see things come together under Matt Patricia, now a year and a half into his tenure, and he's brought in a bunch of guys that he wants, that he trusts, that he believes will fit into what he wants to do. How have you seen the team develop, grow, change under Patricia specifically?
Well, I think that's a good question, because I think that's where a lot of the growth has come from. You know, you go back to last year and, you know, kind of the issues the Lions had last year, a lot of that was due to, you know, just not having the buy-in with players in the locker room. And, you know, by and large, that was guys that were used to playing for Jim Caldwell and just not ready to accept, I guess, Matt Patricia's ways. And, you know, fast forward to this year, look, they've, you know, they overhauled 30% of the locker, or, you know, 40% of the locker room and, you know, brought in a bunch of guys, rookies who didn't know any difference, or guys that, you know, had played for Patricia in the past with the Patriots. And I think, you know, the buy-in is there. And even though they haven't been able to close out some of these games, I think you can still see some good things coming from in year two under Matt Patricia.
They're getting closer, and I know that there's no moral victories in professional football, but they are getting closer to being able to, as you say, close out the games and to slam that door. I know people like to point out same old Lions, but honestly, it doesn't feel like the same old Lions at all.
No, I mean, well, I guess, you know, now Lions are saying, you know, same Lions fans are saying same old that the officials are out to get him because the Calvin Johnson, you know, catch, and they go back a long way with this. But I think you're right that, you know, in years past, we've seen that, you know, just the Lions weren't able to compete in some of these games. And look, I mean, you know, whatever happened tonight with the officiating, whatever should have happened, I think, you know, the Lions have acquitted themselves pretty well this year against all comers. I mean, they, you know, they take the Chiefs to the wire, and who knows what the Chargers are, the Eagles will be at the end of the day. But, you know, they found a way to pull out some wins against some teams that at the time were at least pretty good teams or thought to be pretty good teams. So another one tonight, that this one was in the Lions' grasp. And look, the Lions have done some good things this year. And so even though, you know, it's kind of funny, they went from second place in the division to last place in the division.
Right.
But I still think they're, you know, legitimate contenders in the NFC North.
That tie against the Cardinals, that first week, the season opener, when they had the lead and the Cardinals had that big fourth quarter. I mean, I guess it could end up being a positive that you have a tie and not a loss there, but still, that one's got to eat them up a little bit as well.
It's going to haunt them. I mean, look, there's just no reason they should have lost. You know, a good team does not, or tie, I guess, but it felt like a loss. There's no reason. It does. I mean, you know, people came away from that first game feeling like a loss, even though it was a tie. And I think, you know, probably wrongly, but they came away from that Chiefs game feeling like it was a win, even though it was a loss, because they played the Chiefs so close. But look, good teams, you know, they close out that game on the road against the Cardinals when you're up double digits in the fourth quarter. And, you know, good teams, they probably win a home game against the Chiefs when you're leading late in that game too. And again, that's the hurdle that the Lions are trying to get over. I don't know if they, you know, need to learn how to do that. I don't know if I completely buy into that in the NFL, especially when you have a veteran team, but that's the hurdle that the Lions are trying to clear.
Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I know he had a potential touchdown catch go through his hands, but what impresses you most about TJ Hockenson?
Yeah, I mean, you just look at what he did that first game against the Cardinals and the impact that he had. You know, he's a guy that's going to be an impact player, I think, both as a receiver and a blocker when, you know, he sort of settles into life in the NFL. You know, for now, he's still learning the game. And, yeah, you know, you want to see an NFL player make that catch. But I think it's definitely something that, you know, Hockenson is another guy that the arrow was clearly pointing up on, that you know, he's done some good things. He sort of, you know, made that investment, that high draft pick, that top 10 draft pick worthwhile, because he's, you can see the potential in him. Again, he's got to be more consistent, you know, coming off the concussion. I don't know. He didn't have a full week of practice last week. Maybe that plays a role. So you certainly want to see more. But I think Hockenson, you can look at him and see he's going to be a long-term piece for this offense.
It was fun to see Matt Stafford come out, get the flea flicker, chuck it down to Kenny Golladay for 66 yards, and then the very next drive, the 58-yard bomb to Marvin Hall. So that was fun. But my question is, how much do the Lions want to run the ball? Because that's not something that, I mean, even going back to the days of Barry Sanders, that they've done consistently.
Yeah. No, and that's who they want to be. You know, that's what Matt Patricia wants to do on offense. He wants to control the game in the trenches. And look, I mean, the Lions, you know, I think this is two straight games now where they've come out and they've had a really good script to start the game, and then they haven't been able to sustain it. I think they had 111 yards of offense after that first quarter tonight. So when that deep pass is working, maybe that's something that you want to go back and take a little more advantage of. But as for the running game, you know, that's something that needs to get on track here. Kerryon Johnson he's obviously done some good things. This year, the yards per carry are a little bit down. But that's what the Lions want to be and who they want to be on offense, is they want to be a team that can run the ball and get some of those tough yards, and they weren't able to do that tonight.
Dave Burkett on Twitter, exactly that. Dave Burkett, he covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Good reaction to what was an excruciating loss at Green Bay in the division on Monday night. I appreciate a couple of minutes after a long evening. Dave, thanks so much for your time.
You got it, Amy. My pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.